भक्ति के आगे सब नरक है। भक्ति के आगे सब नरक है।
In compared to bhakti, all that is hellish. Srila Sukadev Goswami, he has described the bhakti of Ambarish Maharaj in the 9th canto. Maharaj Ambarish, because he was the main head of the state, main person, the citizens of his country, and all the citizens were following in his footsteps. They were also all devotees of Lord Krishna. And they also became delivered. Many devotees, they became delivered. One commentator says, by meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna, Brahma, etc., they also got delivered. So when the persons who meditate only, they got delivered, and they also meditated only on one single ray of effulgence of the toenails of his lotus feet, so me, I will personally face to face see Krishna, offer obeisances. And there is more of his desires later on he will describe. So what great fortune I have. Fortunate I am that those lotus feet who are so glorious, that only the meditators, they can be delivered from this ocean of ignorance. Then what to speak of me? How fortunate I am. He has such beautiful feelings and desires. His meditation. I will offer obeisances in the lotus feet of the Lord. I will look at his lotus feet. How beautiful are his toenails, how much effulgence there is coming out of his toenails, and how he's moving around, dancing, his lotus feet. Kṛtāvatāra means that same Prabhu has descended so close, he's right here. In other words, this is a proof here in text 7. Krita avatarasya means he has descended to this world exactly in the same form that he is in his home in Golok Vrindavan. Krita avatar. Avatar means to descend. Means he has come down. He has descended to this material world from a very great spiritual world. He has stepped down into this world. He has come to this world. And it is so convenient to see him. And that also, he is so close to my town.
पूर्वे तरण जन नखमंडल तो इसके हमेशा कृतावतार के दो अर्थ होंगे या तो
दिस कृतावतार हैज टू मीनिंग्स
डायरेक्ट भगवान श्री कृष्ण के लिए कह रहे हैं
इधर ही सेइंग डायरेक्ट टुवर्ड्स श्री कृष्ण
कि जो गोलोक से उतरे हैं आए हैं यहाँ लीला कर रहे हैं
दैट ही हैज कम स्ट्रेट फ्रॉम गोलोक एंड ही इज डूइंग हिज लीला हियर
पहले भी जो बारंबार अवतार ले चुके
और even before the personality that has come again and again in different avatars. Sometime in Narsingha, Vaman, Sri Ram's avatar.
चरण का स्मरण कर रहे हैं.
Especially he is remembering the lotus feet of Lord Vaman Dev.
Ganga Devi nikli.
Ganga Devi came out of. The Lord's toenail was very shimmering at that time. When Lord Vaman Dev lifted his foot,
लोगों का जो तेज था सूर्यजादी का, भगवान के नख जोतना से सूर्यजादी का तेज फीका हो गया.
That when he was lifting his foot above all the planetary system, all the effulgence from the sun, etc., they all became very dull from the effulgence of his toenails.
इतना ज़्यादा तेज.
There was so much effulgence from Vaman Dev's toenails. And Lord Brahma's lok, his planet, it's also effulgent. And he said his planet became also very dull looking in front of Lord Vaman Dev's effulgence of his toenails.
तब भगवान के चरण कमल की अगवानी करने के लिए, रिसेप्शन करने के लिए अपने पुत्रों के साथ और ऋषियों के साथ खड़े.
Then Lord Brahma went forward with his sons and rishis to worship the lotus feet.
पूजा किए भगवान के चरण.
He offered puja at the lotus feet. There was so much effulgence spreading in all directions. Wherever the Lord's foot was moving, there was a great effulgence coming from his toenail. Nakh mandala twisha means it means that the previously so many devotees and persons they became delivered from this world due to the effulgence of the toenails of Lord Vaman Dev. They became delivered from avidya, ignorance. And Lord Sri Ram's Nakhchandra, his moon-like toenails are also like that.
भगवान के नख का ध्यान करके ये भगवान के चरण धूलि से कितने लोग पार हो गए.
So many persons just from the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord became delivered, and from his toenails, meditating on his toenails. In Ramayana it said, Ahalya, she was the wife of Gautama Muni. Actually, she had committed the sin accidentally, and the dust from the lotus feet of Lord Ram, she became delivered and freed. She became free from her sins. Pad Pankaj, Charan Kamal, Pad Pankaj word is always there. The dust from the lotus feet of the Lord. That same Charan Kamal of Lord Ram in Ramayana, the boatman, he washed his lotus feet and he let Lord Ram ride on his boat. Especially the devotees meditate on Lord's lotus feet in Ramayana, how those lotus feet they ran after that demoniac deer who had tricked Maharaj. When Lord Ram ran after Maharaj, the fake deer, that moment the devotees like to meditate how Lord Ram's feet were running.
एक कपट पशु के पीछे, कपट मृग के पीछे भगवान दौड़ रहे थे, सब जानते थे.
One artificial golden deer Lord was running after. Everything he knew, he is the supreme Lord.
दौड़ रहे थे, ऐसा लगता था कितनी लालसा है एक मृग को पकड़ने की भगवान.
He was running and it seemed like he is so eager to catch this deer.
और सीता जी ने देखा था भगवान को दौड़ते वही अंतिम दृश्य.
And Sita Mata had seen the Lord running away towards the deer. That was the last scene she saw.
लंका में जाने से पहले,
before going to Lanka,
ने देखा था अंतिम दृश्य कि भगवान दौड़ते हुए.
She saw the last scene that Lord Ram was running after the deer.
उसी का चिंतन करती रहती थी हमेशा.
In Lanka, when she was there, always she was meditating on that scene.
Lanka में जब तक थी, भगवान के चरण कमल का.
As long as she was in Lanka, in this way she was meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Ram.
हमेशा भगवान के चरण कमल की सेवा करती.
लक्ष्मी देवी, she is always massaging the Lord's charan kamal.
बहुत श्रद्धा से और एकाग्र चित से भगवान के चरण कमल का चिंतन करना चाहिए.
वी शुड मेडिटेट ऑन विद अ लॉट ऑफ फेथ एंड लॉट ऑफ कॉन्सेंट्रेशन ऑफ द माइंड टू मेडिटेट ऑन द लॉर्ड्स लोटस फीट.
यह चरण कमल है शब्द केवल कोई स्वरूप बताने के लिए नहीं है.
दिस चरण कमल वर्ड्स are not to describe the swarup of the Lord, not just for that.
वास्तव में चरण का वर्णन. कभी कभी
actually their lotus feet.
जैसे मान लीजिए
sometimes some people
पूछा जाए कहाँ से चरण आया.
They cannot understand. Sometimes we ask
पूछा जाता है कहाँ से चरण पधारे.
Sometimes we ask saintly persons, where have your lotus feet arrived from?
चरण पधारे इसका अर्थ है कि आप कहाँ से आए. चरण माने आप पूरा.
वेयर हैव योर चरण कम अराइव्ड फ्रॉम मीन्स नॉट जस्ट देयर लोटस फीट बट देयर होल ऑल ऑफ देम द होल बॉडी.
बड़े लोगों को चरण से संबोधित किया जाता है.
ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज वी एड्रेस देम फ्रॉम देयर लोटस फीट.
जैसे सुंदर स्वामी को हम लोग कहते हैं स्वामी पाद.
Just like Sridhar Swami, we call him Swami Pad.
Swami Charan.
Swami Charan.
यही कहने का आशय. साधु समाज में तो this is आसन आया.
In the sadhu samaj, the sadhus, they ask another sadhus, where is your asan from?
आसन के विषय में थोड़े प्रश्न किया.
They're not asking of their asan that they're sitting on. Asan means their whole self. It is just addressed as a very respectful way. Instead of saying where are you coming from, they say where are your lotus feet coming from or where is your asan coming from. It will be a little rude to ask saintly persons, elderly persons, where are you coming from. Should not ask like that. Where are your lotus feet coming from?
कहाँ से श्री चरण आए?
Where?
कहाँ से श्री चरण पधारे?
Where from your Shri Charan have come?
और या फिर कहाँ से श्री आसन आया?
Or from where Shri Asan has come?
जो भी हो इस तरह से.
Whatever. This is how
we
have to respectfully address.
वास्तव में भगवान के नख का चरण का वर्णन किया जा रहा है.
But here in text 7, actually the Lord's toenails and his lotus feet are described.
क्योंकि आगे सर्वांग का वर्णन आएगा.
Because further up, the more the rest of his body will be described, meditated upon.
यहाँ पर केवल चरण का ही वर्णन किया जा रहा है.
सो हियर इन दिस श्लोका ओनली द लोटस फीट आर डिस्क्राइब्ड.
लेकिन भगवान के चरण में, भगवान के मस्तक में, बाह में, पीठ में, केस में और भगवान में कोई भेद नहीं।
But the Lord's lotus feet, Lord's arms, Lord's back, Lord's neck, His head, His hair, there is no difference.
ऐसा उनमें आत्मा और शरीर का भेद नहीं है।
Because there is no material body and like us, difference of material body and the soul. In Krishna is all Krishna.
अतः भगवान का नख कहना उनके सर्वांग को कहने जैसा है।
In other words, if you describe Krishna's toenails, it is like describing the whole of Krishna.
तो फिर भी अलग अलग अंगों की अलग अलग छटा है।
Still, every anga of Krishna has a different beauty.
और उसका different, अलग अलग प्रभाव है।
Different description and different prabhav or effect.
इसलिए अक्रूर जी भावना कर रहे हैं, मैं भगवान के चरण कमल को देखूंगा।
Therefore, Akrura is feeling and thinking like this. I will see the Lord's lotus feet.
और खास करके ध्यान से देखूंगा उनके चरण कमल की ज्योति को।
And specially, very carefully, I will see the effulgence of his toenails.
चंद्र की ज्योति को, जिसके प्रकाश में पहले के समस्त बड़े बड़े लोकपाल।
The light from his nakh chandra, the all his ten toenails, his orb of the toenails, from which all the persons in the previous avatars in the past have been delivered.
ध्यान करके कृता अवतार से दुरतरम तम पूर्वे तरण जन नखमंडल तिष नखमंडल तिष बहुत सुंदर
नखमंडल तिष
चेतन चेतामृत में कहा गया है।
चेतन चेतामृत इज सेड
भगवान श्री कृष्ण के अंगों में चंद्र का समाज है।
That Lord Krishna's angas is a whole society of moons.
भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु विलाप करते हुए कहते हैं राधा रानी के भाव में।
महाप्रभु is doing a विलाप, he is in separation in Radharani's bhav, he is saying,
Sakhi hai Krishna mukh dvij raj raj. He Sakhi Krishna ka mukh hai चंद्रमाओं में सबसे श्रेष्ठ चंद्रमा है।
My Krishna's face is the most beautiful moon amongst all the moons.
द्विजराज मतलब चंद्रमा, द्विजराज राज। कृष्ण बपु सिंहासन है, तो कृष्ण के शरीर रूपी सिंहासन पर मुख विराजता है।
Krishna's body is like singhasan and his moon-like face sits on this singhasan.
Chandrama. और बाकी जितने इसके सभा में बैठने वाले लोग हैं सब चंद्रमा हैं।
And
दस चंद्रमा।
And whoever is sitting with him, they're all like moons.
पैर में बैठे हैं और दस चंद्रमा हाथ में बैठे हैं।
10 moons are on his lotus feet. And 10 moons are on his fingertips. And the tilak he is wearing, that's also a moon. And these 10 moons on his toes, on his nails, they're always serving him.
मुख है, चंद्रमा का भी सरदार है।
Like Krishna's lotus mouth is the chief amongst all the moons.
दस नक्ष चंद्र हैं, इसकी सेवा करते रहते हैं।
These 10 moons on his toes are always serving on his hands and toes. These moons are always serving.
आसनी पर चलते हैं नक्ष चंद्र। हाथ के नख तो राधा रानी कहते हैं कि ये इस चंद्रमा की सेवा करते रहते हैं।
राधा रानी सेज दैट दीस मून्स दे सर्व दिस मून द लोटस माउथ ऑफ कृष्णा।
गुण गाते रहते हैं, बांसुरी बोलती ही हैं, तो ऐसा लगता है कि मुख चंद्र की ये लोग स्तुति कर रहे हैं।
ही इज ऑलवेज प्लेइंग द फ्लूट, इट सीम्स लाइक ऑल दीस मून्स आर ऑफरिंग प्रेयर्स to this moon.
Madhava Bandhi Chan ki tarah दसों चंद्र नाच रहे हैं, गा रहे हैं, और उधर पैर में जो है वो भी तो नाच ही रहे हैं.
These moons, the 10 moons on his fingertips, they're dancing, and the 10 moons on his lotus feet are also dancing. Radharani is saying like this, Jathana Charitamrita.
So Krishna ke ang mein chandrama ka samaj hai.
So in Krishna's body there is a whole society of moons.
Ek mukhya chandrama hai aur baki sab uske associates hain, parikar.
The mouth is a moon and the rest are his associates, moons.
बहुत बड़े पद में इस बात को कहा गया है चैतन्य चैतामृत.
In चैतन्य चैतामृत, in a great poem, it is said like this.
जन नखमंडल त्रिशा, क्रूर जी रथ पर बैठे बैठे सोच रहे हैं कि मैं भगवान के नख की छटा देखूंगा.
Akrura is sitting on the chariot, riding, and he is meditating that he will see the effulgence of the Lord's toenails. These moon-like toenails.
और उसकी महिमा और अन्य लीलाएं याद कर रहे हैं.
Now he is remembering the glories of these moon-like toenails and other leelas.
जगर्चितं
ब्रह्मभवाद्विधिसुरैः
श्रियाच देव्या मुनिभिः सत्वतैः ब्रह्मभवाद्विधिसुरैः अर्चितम्.
Those lotus feet.
भगवान के का जो चरण कमल ब्रह्मा शिव प्रधान देवताओं द्वारा अर्चित हुआ है.
Those lotus feet who have been अर्चित worshipped by Brahma and Shiva, Adibi, and others, other demigods.
Shrita Sanatan Goswami ji कहते हैं कि यदि इसको भूत काल में लिया जाएगा.
Shrila Sanatan Goswami says, if this is considered in past tense,
कि अर्चित हुआ है. वास्तविक अर्थ तो है अर्च मानम इत्यर्थ.
That it has, they have been worshipped, अर्चितम.
जो अर्चित हो रहा है, ये अर्थ है.
Actually, it means not just in the past tense that those lotus feet are being worshipped by Brahma and Shiva.
Brahma और शिव जी देवताओं में प्रधान है.
Brahma and Shiva are the main amongst the demigods.
और सब देवता इनके पीछे रहते हैं. तो ब्रह्म भवादि भी ब्रह्मा जी और
all the other demigods stand behind them.
ये आदि
and Brahma Bhava. Brahma is Lord Brahma and Bhava is Lord Shiva.
Yes, Pradhan. Adi mane Pradhan. Brahma ji Pradhan. Iska arth hai.
All the demigods, they worship the lotus feet of Shri Krishna.
Keval is prithvi par manushya aise gadhe hain ki Bhagwan Shri Krishna ka bhajan nahi karte hain.
Only on this planet Earth, the human beings are such donkeys that they don't worship Lord Shri Krishna. And all the other demigods, they're all the Supreme Lord's devotees. Here, in a human society, there's so many different panthas, different thoughts, different sects. So many sects, their Lord is nirakar, impersonal. There's no question of him having feet, or what to speak of lotus feet, or toenails, or lotus face, nothing. There's no question. They stand up and they speak on Bhagavad Katha and they say there is, the Supreme Lord has no akar, no form.
They're just foolish.
If you read Bhagavad, then you will know whether he has a form or not. But they just go on saying like that. But actually only on this earth people are such foolish.
ऊपर के लोक में ऐसा मूर्ख एक भी नहीं.
There is no such foolish persons like this on the higher planetary systems.
देवता सब भगवान के भक्त हैं क्योंकि सब ब्रह्मा जी और शिव जी के पीछे चलते हैं.
All the demigods are all devotees because they all walk behind Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma.
और ब्रह्मा जी और शिव जी भगवान के चरण कमलों के परम अर्चक हैं.
And Brahma and Lord Shiva are the greatest worshippers of Lord's lotus feet. Param Aradha.
Param Aradha. इन दोनों लोगों ने ब्रह्मा जी भगवान के चरण जल को सदा अपने साथ रखते हैं.
How does Lord Brahma worship Lord Shri Krishna? He always keeps the water from his lotus feet in his kamandal.
Kamandal में रख. गंगा जी को.
The Ganges.
और नीचे जब गंगा जी को धारण करना हुआ तो दूसरा भक्त तैयार हुआ.
And on the lower planets, when the Ganges had to be carried, then the second devotee, he became prepared, Lord Shiva.
जो जटा में धारण किए.
He
आदर है भगवान के चरणों
में. He carried the Ganga Devi in his jata, in his hair, matted hair.
बड़े ही गर्व के साथ, बड़ी श्रद्धा के साथ भगवान शिव ने धारण किया गंगा जी.
With great faith and with so much pride, he held the Ganges in his hair.
और चरण को धो करके डायरेक्ट ब्रह्मा जी उसे रखे. आज भी रखे हैं.
Lord Brahma, he directly washed Krishna's lotus feet and kept the water in his pot. Even today, he carries that water.
वहाँ से धारा ऐसा नहीं है कि गंगा जी को छोड़ दिया और गंगा जी बस यहाँ आ गई.
Not that one time he carried the water and then he let go and Ganga is here and he forgot about it. Even today he carries Ganges water in his pot.
चलती रहती है लेकिन गंगा जी का जो ब्रह्मा जी का कमंडल है वो अक्षय है.
The Ganges, she keeps falling, flowing, but Lord Brahma's kamandal is akshay. It never ever becomes empty.
भागवत में एक प्रश्न उठाया गया, भगवान कौन है?
In the Bhagavad, there was a question raised, who is the Supreme Lord? Who is Bhagwan?
वहाँ उत्तर ये है, भगवान वह है जिसके चरण से गंगा जी निकली.
There the answer was given, that person is the Supreme Lord from whose toenails Ganges has emerged.
सीधा उत्तर.
Straight answer.
गंगा जी निकली और गंगा जी को ये दो देवता बड़ी ही श्रद्धा के साथ धारण करते हैं.
And these two demigods, Lord Brahma and Shiva, with great care and reverence and shraddha, faith, they carry the Ganges. They give shelter to the
Ganga.
And the rest of the demigods, they always take bath in the Ganges. In the heavenly planets, there is also Ganges running, flowing. Ganges has many paths. So Lord Brahma and Shiva are main. They teach the bhakti. And therefore, all the demigods, they worship the lotus feet of the Lord. It is said here in text 8, Architam worshipped, past tense, meaning that Lord Brahma worshipped Vamandev's lotus feet.
पूजा की है लेकिन ब्रह्मा शिव को भी भगवान कृष्ण के चरण कमल दुर्लभ.
But even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna is very, very difficult to attain.
उस चरण कमल में मैं प्रणाम करूंगा.
Those lotus feet I will offer obeisances.
चरण कमल दुर्लभ है कृष्ण का.
Just like even Lakshmi Devi is very difficult for her to attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
हैं वो तप कर रही हैं. वैसे ब्रह्मा जी और शिव जी को भी कृष्ण का चरण कमल दुर्लभ.
She is performing austerities to get Krishna's lotus feet. In the same way, Brahma and Shiva, it is very difficult for them also to attain lotus feet of Krishna.
यह सुलभ है यहाँ की गायों को यहाँ की भिलनियों.
It is very easy for the Brajvasis, the cows, the coward girls, gopas, animals, very easy for them to get Krishna. But for the demigods, it's almost impossible.
Brahma ji gidgida rahe the bachda churane ke baad.
After Lord Brahma stole the calves, he was offering prayers and he was
crying.
Very long prayers he offered, but the Lord did not even talk to him.
भगवान बल्कि आश्चर्य व्यक्त कर रहे थे कि ये चार सिर वाले जानवर क्या बोल रहे हैं।
But the Lord, as a young boy, he was showing some surprise that who is this four-headed animal? I cannot understand.
ब्रह्मा जी बाद में समझ गए को हमारे रहने से इनको डिस्टर्ब हो रहा है, बच्चों के साथ लीला करेंगे।
Later on, Lord Brahma could understand that by my being here, Krishna is playing with his boyfriends, is disturbed, so I should go. So he offered obeisances, did parikrama, and he had to run away. Okay, my dear Lord, you carry on with your leela, I will go.
मतलब श्री कृष्ण के साक्षात पर ब्रह्म अवतार भगवान का काल में लिया जाएगा तो
एंड ही कुड नॉट वर्शिप द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड
मतलब श्री कृष्ण के साक्षात पर ब्रह्म अवतार भगवान का श्री कृष्ण
अवतारी साक्षात श्री कृष्ण
भूत काल में लिया
जाएगा सब सनातन गोस्वामी जी इज एक्सप्लेनिंग द मीनिंग एज सच
को भूतकाल चितन को भूतकाल में लिया जाएगा
that in this text 8 the word architam means past tense means that right now Brahma and Shiva will not be able to offer worship to the lotus feet of Shri Krishna
तो इसका अर्थ है कि इस समय ये लोग नहीं कर पाते भगवान कृष्ण के चरण कमल अथवा अर्चितम अर्चमानम इत्यादि इसका वास्तविक अर्थ यही है कि ब्रह्मा और शिव के द्वारा भगवान के चरण कमल की पूजा होती है
और लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड शिवा आर दे डू पूजा टू द लॉर्ड्स लोटस फीट
जो पूजा करते हैं तो ब्रह्मा और शिव जी का नाम लिया गया इससे उपलक्षण यह है कि समस्त देवता भगवान कृष्ण के भक्त हैं और कृष्ण के चरण कमल की अर्चना कर
बाय से ऑल ऑफ देम दिस इज प्रूफ
श्री चतुर्विद्य श्री लक्ष्मी जी का नाम श्री
लक्ष्मी देवी
क्योंकि वो सौभाग्य की और सौंदर्य की देवी है
बिकॉज शी इज द डेमिगॉड डेमिगॉडेस ऑफ सौभाग्य प्रॉस्पेरिटी एंड beauty
shri tarth saubhagya aur shri ka beauty bhi hota hai sundarta
shri means saubhagya prosperity and shri also means beauty
devi adhikarini hai lekin devi unko kyon kehte hain
she is devi
dev ki hai isliye devi
adhikarini why they call her devi is because she belongs to she is worshipped by the devtas
bhagwan vishnu देवकार होता है पूज्य या चमकने
और
सबसे बड़े तेजस्वी भगवान विष्णु हैं और ये पूज्य हैं सबके इसलिए उनको देव कहते हैं
और शी वर्शिप्स विष्णु नारायण शी इज कॉल्ड देवी
देव की पत्नी है इसलिए उनको देवी कहते हैं
बिकॉज शी इज द वाइफ ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट देव विच इज लॉर्ड विष्णु हिमसेल्फ
ये सौभाग्य